The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
Let me put this in capital letters. If.
Yeah.
If. If. I was in a college program. The college program would be a pipeline to the NFL for the players that had the ability to play in the NFL. It would be a professional program, training, nutrition, scheme, coaching, techniques that would transfer to the NFL. It would be an NFL program at a college level. And an education that would get the players ready for their career after football.
Can you imagine him coaching college?
No.
Absolutely not. Can you recruiting an 18-year-old?
Listen, you really want to come here? I mean, we don't really want you anyway, hey. But I mean, I guess you could come. We'll figure out if you play.
If you bring your parents and use them as a third party, you're gone. You're off the team. We're direct.
Some scar tissue built up here among these guys.
Maybe Petey Pablo will be one of the people that donates to the NIL. North Carolina! If Bill Belichick becomes their head coach, it's the Spiegel and Holmes show. North Carolina. That's right. Raise up. Take your shirt off. Spin it around your head like a helicopter.
During the show?
If
oh,
you
you're
want.
Just quoting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you'd like to do that, you're more than welcome to. By the way, keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Bulls take on, speaking of North Carolina, the Hornets this Friday night at the United Center. You can also head to bulls.com/tickets for great deals on seats for this game. Stay tuned today and listen for this.
You're going to love it.
You're going to love it, you big tight end. Now,
this is a fascinating story, and it fascinates us both. And the backdrop of it for me is it's rare you get a coach who you can honestly agree with just about everybody is the GOAT at what he does. And we've got a guy here in Bill Belichick, after a bad few years in New England, still with this year off and all the media that he's doing, he gets to decide what his next chapter is. And it's probably a final chapter at age 72. He gets to decide, do you want to be Vince Lombardi with the Washington football team post Green Bay? You know,
do you want to go save the Jets?
Right. Where you had opportunities before? Do you want to go back to the Giants where you came up as the defensive coordinator with Parcells? Do you want to, you know, what do you want to do?
Do you want to go coach for Tom Brady in Las Vegas?
Right. And let that guy who owns the team. It's a ton of interesting things. And what's the atmosphere that you want? And we're learning from this. He wants to do it the way that he wants to do it. And maybe that leads to what the place actually has to be so he can do it the way he wants to do it.
The latest reporting has been that Bill Belichick is interested in the job at Carolina and that he has presented them with a plan, a 400-page manual on how all of this stuff is going to work. It is very organized, like from the idea of how training, nutrition, NIL, staffing, all of the things you would expect Bill Belichick to be able to walk in and explain and hand you as a university. Now, the university and him have to come to some consensus on whether or not this is a good fit for the two entities.
It's a 400-page, quote, organizational Bible, unquote, according to Ollie Connolly of The Guardian, who's been tapped into this story, and it's fascinating. All the different things you said. There's also the issue, supposedly about setting up his son, Steven, as the head coach in waiting.
Which is the part that I don't like at all.
I understand completely. But just in terms of the motivation factor, Bill's dad, Steve, who coached at Navy, coached at North Carolina before he coached at Navy. So all of a sudden, there's this sentimental part of Bill that maybe we didn't tap into that is at play here, where he's coaching at it, where he's maybe going to coach at a place where his dad was the coach and where his son could be the coach after him amidst all of this effort for control.
I know that there is some of this in his character from a football standpoint, because he speaks so lovingly about Navy.
There's a romance, right?
Even when he was the head coach of the Patriots, you would find him at Annapolis, you know, walking the sidelines, being there. So that means something. And I would guess that the idea of being in a position to set your son up for life, would also be something that would be, if those of us who could do something like that, it would be awesome to do. I do think that it's probably a little soon for Steve Belichick Jr. or the second to be considered as a head coaching candidate for a Power 5 job.
Totally understandable. But Bill's choices in terms of that romance and the history of it, I think are an interesting facet of this. His dad, for anybody who didn't know, was a legendary figure around the Naval Academy for 50 years. 33 years, he was an assistant football coach and an associate professor in the Department of Physical Education. And his collection of football books that Bill grew up reading has been preserved at the Naval Academy.
You know, that's kind of like if you flip some of the pages on the list of things that I want to do, like that's kind of on my list of things.
Go look at that library of football books.
No, to like teach at one of the academies, to teach at like Navy or West Point or Air Force Academy, because you know they still have broadcasting stuff there.
I would sure.
That would be like ideal for me.
Well, that's interesting. As a man like you, you know, wrestles with your career and also what your your upbringing could lead to as the son of academics.
Yeah.
And Bill is the son of a football academic. And having been the greatest coach of all time in the NFL, now he's talking about wanting to set up a college where he trains people for life in the NFL and trains them for football lives of all kinds.
I don't know if anyone saw the AAC championship this week, the Army one. My God, it was so awesome. Like watching the cadets storm the field after the game was incredible. They have a Heisman candidate at the quarterback position. He was not invited to New York, and he probably should have been, just like Scatterbo should have been invited to the festivities this week in New York. But seeing the cadets and knowing, like seeing them party on Friday night, like seeing them on the field and knowing exactly what Saturday morning is going to be. Knowing that you are going to get up at 6 o'clock tomorrow sure. morning.
And if I can't bounce this quarter on your bed, then we got problems.
It was a very cool experience. I found myself like being immersed in it Friday night and be like, man, that's some dope stuff that they got going on there at Army.
In terms of Bill, like we've been talking about maybe the Bears job, maybe the Jaguars job, some of these other places.
Maybe the Jets job, maybe the Giants job, maybe the Las Vegas job.
But no NFL team is going to give him full-on carte blanche to run the entire organization the way he's trying to run a college organization, if indeed this is what he does. And the colleges in the NIL era, now existing as basically a professional league, makes it a lot more understandable that he wants to set up something with this level of control at the college level.
The top programs, and not even just the top programs, but the University of Alabama has a general manager.
Yes.
The University of Washington has a general manager. Now where you have to start thinking about how much money your collective has and what that means for what you can offer players as far as NIL goes, you better have a plan. You better walk in with a real plan. For someone who hasn't done this, I think it's impressive that he has walked in with this level of preparation to try and get that job.
Talk about using your downtime. Here's my 400-page manifesto.
Yeah.
Right here.
But it also strikes of, I like being in charge of stuff.
100%.
And maybe that is something that at this point in the NFL, the general managers, the pro personnel guys, the people that are in charge of football operations are like, we got that part settled. We would just, if we want you to be a part of this,
sure.
We want you to be the coach of the team.
Absolutely. But it's like, I was explaining to my buddies, my Boston boys that I went to school with, who are a huge Belichick guys and Patriots guys, and they're like, well, Bill would revolutionize college football. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. College football has already been revolutionized.
Correct.
There are multiple schools who are nailing this. Dan Lanning at Oregon and everything they have going on, even though he keeps losing big games, Ryan Day at Ohio State.
Sark at Texas.
Sark at Texas. Kirby Smart at Georgia. Like there are places where they have mastered this. They know how to recruit guys and then recruit them again so they stay out of the transfer portal.
The only person who doesn't want to do that, and he still found his team into the CFP, is Dabo. Dabo's the only one that doesn't want to do all of this stuff, but right now his team is good enough,
sure,
that they were able to win that conference and now find themselves with an opportunity to win the national championship.
Well, and the other guy who didn't want to do it is Nick Saban. Who quit?
You bounced.
He quit because he didn't want to do it. How many conversations have Nick and Belichick had in the formulation of this 400-page manifesto?
I'm sure that he played a major role because those guys are super tight.
That's the thing. And so now North Carolina seems to be it all makes so much more sense now to me as we think about it, the romance angle with his dad and his son and all that. But also, North Carolina is the right kind of school. It's a Power 5 school, so it's at the top level. But they need something. They need something. If they really want to compete with the kind of programs that we just talked about, they need something like this.
I don't want to sell Mac Brown short.
They did.
What he did there to re-legitimize UNC football was pretty incredible. So I don't want to, like, this to me is not... pick a school in the ACC. This is not Boston College. Like, it doesn't have to. The resurrection isn't that far away. Like, they're a competitive program at North Carolina. They're just not a top program.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So from Bill's perspective, maybe that's why he wants it so much, because it has to be something in that happy medium, in that sweet spot, in terms of a place that will be like, you know what? Why, yes, Bill. Wait, let's cut and paste your manifesto. We'll go over it for editing purposes, but we will cut and paste that. And when you come to them and you say, my defensive coordinator, his name is Matt Patricia, they will say yes.
Have you seen Matt Patricia?
No.
Gain weight? He has lost a ton of weight.
Good for him.
And he smiles now.
Ooh. Is it an odd
thing to see.
How's that posture?
We got to make sure. Well,
how about the pencils?
Don't you worry. The kids in North Carolina are going to get their posture right. Coach is going to make sure of that.
Where's Josh?
Disrespectful.
Where's Josh McDaniels right now?
Well,
I think.
Isn't it his brother? Like, wasn't part of the thing that Bill was going to hire McDaniels' brother?
Oh, God.
I think as an offensive coordinator for that.
That's the thing, man. You could do it, and it's funny.
Just kind of sit up and just have a little respect for the process.
He's doing media now.
Matt Patricia is?
Josh McDaniels.
Josh McDaniels is.
Well, Matt Patricia has been out in these streets. He's been doing a couple of interviews. I think he did one of the NFL Network, and maybe it was Good Morning Football.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you wouldn't know it was him.
Well, so Bill's going to do all of that. And remember, I mean, I'm old enough to remember when Bill Parcells took any job, Keith Byers and Pepper Johnson were not far behind.
You need your lieutenants to come with you to set an edge.
Right. It's like, these are my guys.
Yeah.
They're going to be players. Keith Byers is the backup tailback and occasional fullback.
It's like you with Tanny and Shane. Whatever show you're doing, those guys have got to be a part of it.
Hit and Run's been very lonely without you guys. You know? Congrats on adding a sixth day. Congrats to both of you. But like, and then Keith Byers and Pepper Johnson couldn't play anymore and they became coaches. It's like, it's just what you do. You bring your guys. So Bill's going to bring his guys. It's funny because the texter said, I just want to see how Bill does without a Tom Brady-type generational talent. That line right there is part of why no NFL team would come close to giving him this kind of control.
They saw the last few years of what the Patriots looked like and the choices that he made in the draft, where he wasn't getting quality wide receivers, that they thought that Mac Jones was good at Pro Bowl. And as someone who watched every snap of Mac Jones' career...
You could have told people that was not the case?
I did. Danny and I bonded over that. I was like, this guy's bad, Danny. He's not good at all. And he's like, yeah, I can see it. Yeah, because he's not. He had some generational talent on offense that he was able to distribute the ball fairly well to. And that got him drafted in the top 15.
The other reason that no NFL team is going to give him this kind of control is because take a look at the first round draft picks.
That's what I'm saying.
In the history. But go back as far as you want. I mean, after Chandler Jones in 2012, here are the first round picks. Dominique Easley at defensive tackle, Malcolm Brown at defensive tackle, Isaiah Wynn, the tackle. Is he still there? One guy who might still be there. N'Keal Harry, woof, at wide receiver.
He made a great catch on the sideline one time for the Bears.
That one time. Cole Strange, the offensive lineman.
That feels like a made-up name.
I know. And then Christian Gonzalez, who seems to be a player in 2023. But, you know, a lot of bad draft picks for Bill Belichick.
Here's a question. Let's play this out a little bit. Let's say that you go ahead, you're North Carolina, you say, what do we have to lose? We're a bowl-eligible team. Mac Brown did the best that he could in his second stint there in Chapel Hill. They went to some bowl games, but they're not taking that next step, which you would imagine with a coach that's at the end of their career. Hint, hint. So you hire Bill Belichick with the caveat that his son's going to take over in a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Belichick himself sucks in the first 2 or 3 years of this project that you're doing. Then what do you do?
Well, he won't. You've seen his ability to recruit college kids. Look at his girlfriend.
That's another interesting part.
He's going to recruit
this.
A hell of a class.
That deserved a rim shot.
That was well executed. He's got to recruit again, though, with the transfer portal. What if she steps into the transfer portal once she gets down there on campus?
She also has to move on to Steve when he's gone. She's included in that. So when Bill's gone,
she's too young
she
for
steps
Steve.
In as Steve.
She's too young for Steve, I think.
She's younger than Steve.
And she's a lot. She's like a decade younger than Steve.
I mean, if I'm her, I might have some issues with all of this.
I don't know. I mean, you gotta
temptation.
Try. Well, there's temptations everywhere for Bill.
There is, but
you go on the McAfee show. There's probably temptation in that green room. I would think
it's not isolated in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Mm. Anybody else want to take a stab at this one? Tammy?
I was just going to say, like, when you're taking a man in his 70s, like, I'm sure there's things that you, like, you know, have to become accustomed to. And I think you won't draw the line, I'm not moving to North Carolina. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I'll say.
You're probably right.
I don't know.
Especially because it'll probably be taken care of for her.
Well, actually, I mean, it's a pretty nice place, though, right?
It's a gorgeous, beautiful.
Well, that's the thing.
Chapel Hill is, and it's a wonderful university.
First time you heard this, didn't you think this was just getting his name out there to signal to NFL clubs like that he's got options?
I thought it was more real than most.
Well,
yes, there's a component of that for sure.
Let's add, so we've got the romance of the father and maybe the son. You've got the sweet spot in terms of what Carolina's attempts are. You've got the beauty of the place, the undeniable beauty of the place.
You've got complete control. You've
got complete and utter control. You also have the SEC with another expansion theoretically upcoming, and UNC's name has been mentioned on that possible list for SEC expansion.
Domination.
You know, there's a lot there, man.
I don't know if he would ever see the expansion, but I'm guessing. I mean, I think
maybe Steve will.
But North Carolina on its own is like they don't need Belichick there to put it over the top. North Carolina alone, because of its history of incredible athletics and the academics, which would, you know, raise things up in the SEC.
Yeah.
It is all, and because of its footprint. There's so many SEC fans in that area to begin with that I don't think they need Bill to push it over the top. I think they're always going to be on Greg Sankey's list.
I saw that Julius Peppers, the former North Carolina great, former Bears great, believes that Steve Wilks ought to get the North Carolina job.
Steve Wilks is a coach that I think has not been given a fair chance at whatever job that he's had, whether it was Arizona or whether it was the Carolina Panthers. And that run that his Carolina Panthers went on as an interim, what did he win, 6 games as an interim? And they showed him the door. I think that that guy is an excellent coach. And he has been one of those coaches that have been absolutely screwed because he's had to clean up a couple of messes and then did not get credit for, which is what I'm afraid is going to happen to Thomas Brown.
I haven't heard this one from the texter, Chapel Bill. You know,
it's just like the year that Nick Saban came to Tuscaloosa, 2000 and Saban. There you go.
That's what they said.
That's what they say. Actually, they say 2000 and Saban.
Oh, okay.
That's what they say.
Simpsons. More on them later.
Roll Tide. We might have to play that for the Simpsons broadcast.
Oh, yeah. It felt like that.
There's a little bit of that.
Definitely felt like that.
We mentioned this at the top of the show, but if you're just joining us, first of all, thank you. Secondly, we are going to have a baseball hour. A baseball hour that's going to start at 3:40.
Oh, that's nice.
A baseball hour. That's what we're going to do.
There's all kinds of stuff on the local teams from the national perspective. John Morosi is going to join us with the very latest on free agent and trade conversations. We've got Hall of Fame stuff to discuss as well.
But next up, we're going to allow someone to continue to throw stuff at the wall and see if it sticks. That's next here on The Score.